fun time. Well, let me just put a little add-on here. A lot of people don't even know what a day off is. Never mind a week or 2 weeks. Can't even get to a day off. Yeah, let me throw that question out. I've asked it before, but let me throw it out again. If somebody tells you in business they're taking a day off, how many hours do you think that is? What? How many? Number of hours. Somebody says, I'm taking a day off tomorrow. How many hours do you think that would be? Ten? Four? Eight? Our research shows 6 to 8. When somebody's taking a day off, 6 to 8 hours, that's what they do. But they got their cell phone on all day long. And the BlackBerrys are going full time. Texting and emailing and all this sort of stuff. This is a day off. It's nonsense. Here's our rule. If you make one phone call about work on a day off, if you use your BlackBerry for business on a day off, or cell phone for business on a day off, you just sabotage the day. It doesn't count anymore. Let's get real. And in the world we live in, that is so difficult for people. And yet we have proven over and over again, when you free yourself to say, get this, I deserve a whole day off, which is 24 hours. Thank you very much. A day off in our book is 24 hours. Nothing to do with business. And do you know one of the latest addictions written up in the British medical journals a few months ago? Addiction to technology. Particularly BlackBerrys, or CrackBerrys as they're now called. Some people take those little gadgets with them, and I bet you they put them down on their pillow at night before they go to sleep. It's right there, you know, my little BlackBerry, just go to make sure. It's crazy. Do you know the guilt that goes on with this? Particularly for men. You know, I just started playing golf recently. And I was out last week, foursome. Every second or third hole we're at, this guy's got the flipping cell phone BlackBerry going. And I'm looking, we're out here playing golf on a gorgeous day in the mountains, and you got a flipping cell phone going? And he runs away off about 50 yards. Then he, oh, my shot, okay. Then he goes, wham, hooks it into the trees, you know, and then he curses all the way to the next hole.
No, that wasn't me.
Get a life. I mean, get a life. Can you not enjoy a few hours away and just relax with some great company, enjoy the scenery, the aesthetics of the golf course, and have some fun? Now, what has our world turned into? Is work running you, or are you running it? Your business got such a stranglehold on you, or have you got the control to turn it off and turn it on whenever you want to? That's a critical question. One of the reasons marriages are falling apart is this stuff we're talking about. Yeah, I promised you to take you to the Stampeders game. Big game, Saskatchewan last weekend. It's probably going to be terrific. I got tickets, son. We're going to be there. Saturday afternoon, where's Dad? Stuck in the office doing paperwork. I'll take you next time, son. Promise. And then a pattern starts. And I'll tell you, life goes fast. How many of you got kids? You'd admit. I mean, I got a couple that are out of the nest, pretty proud of them. But I'll tell you, those kids, one day they're 2 years old, and the next they're asking for the car keys. It goes that fast. It really goes that fast. Talk about more about that later. Okay, fun time. Big stuff. Okay, there's an interesting guy.
At least he's doing something.
Yeah, it's a big weight he's carrying there. This is called health and fitness. So again, key question. Health and fitness, a year from today, what is your target where you'd like to see yourself regarding health and fitness? Okay, is that a certain weight you want to be? It's amazing how quickly you can go from not so good health into vibrant health. And talk to Peter Kinch. In the last month or two, he's made some incredible changes. And every time I meet you now, Peter, you know, you just look like just fountain of youth, like looks good, fit, energy, bright eyes, all that great stuff. And what did you change? What did you change? Just the diet.
No, he didn't go on a diet. He just started eating properly. He didn't go on a diet.
Yeah. So he got some good advice, said, don't do this anymore. This will be better. And he followed through. What would you say the biggest benefit was just last month or so? But you haven't been on it that long. It's that simple. Just a few little adjustments. Don't need to make radical change. How many of you here are planning to start an exercise program or a new exercise program? Some of you really got down to, I got to do something different. Hands up. Okay?
Be proud.
Gentlemen here, would you mind popping up here and just, if you don't mind, just sharing a little bit with me? We got another microphone?
We're getting it, but I just want to tell you who this gentleman is, who you picked out of the crowd, by the way. This gentleman has been a Toronto Reign member for quite a while. And you know what? He got so sick and tired of me talking about Alberta in Toronto, he's now your latest Calgarian. So give him a welcome.
And your name is?
Dave Albano.
Dave Albano. Dave, step up here for a second.
Thank you.
I just want to chat with you a little bit. So you're telling me that you're going to start a new exercise program, and you've got an exercise program that you want to plan.
I'm going to start because I'm brand new to Calgary. As of last week, as a matter of fact, we're still amongst the moving boxes.
Okay.
So I have to get back into a routine because I've let it slide with the move and whatnot. So.
Okay. So tell me what is the exercise program?
I want to get back into weight training, which I've done probably a year ago, and I haven't done that. I was cycling. I have to get my cycling back up.
Okay.
And
good timing in Calgary.
Yeah.
Cycle in the snow.
Here it gets a little cold here, colder than Toronto. We'll see.
So be more specific.
One of my big reasons for coming here, outside of real estate, of course, is mountain climbing. I want to climb mountains.
Oh, lots here.
That's why we're here. Yeah. And
okay, so focus this into a week. Give us a picture in a typical week of what this exercise program is going to look like. Be more specific.
3 times a week in the weight training room.
Okay.
3 times a week doing my yoga routine, which I've let slide and want to get back into that.
Okay.
And with your little goal setting exercise, I just put a goal to climb at least one mountain a month. So 12 mountains a year at least.
Wow. Okay. Be more specific.
Assiniboine is on the list.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Do you want me to name the mountains?
No, you don't need to do that. But okay. The weight training. Be more specific.
Weight training. Okay. We have a new fitness center in our condo, so I'm going to take full advantage of that. Go in there. Say I haven't planned the dates yet, but I'm assuming probably like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday routine in the morning.
All right.
I'm up early with the kids. So
what time do you think that would be best? Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
In the morning. I have two little ones. They get us up at 5 or 6 a.m., so I'll be in there by 7.
Okay. How long would each session take?
About an hour.
Okay. So 7 to 8?
Yes.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be more specific.
Okay. I'll be doing some circuit training. I have a program I used to follow, and I would do like a 60-second mini workout on one exercise, whether it be just doing curls.
Okay, so we could go into all the routines that you do in that hour.
Yep.
When would you do the yoga? You said 3 times a week.
I would do those on the alternate days with one day rest day. So I would do those on the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday rest day.
What time would you do that?
Same time in the morning.
Okay, so yeah, nice routine. 7 to 8 is sort of your time.
That'd be
and
my
that's
time,
like
yes.
5 days a week, basically. Six days a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
And cycling twice a week in there, too.
And where are you going to do this?
The yoga I can do in home. It's just okay. DVD I pop in. All right. And it'll be at the fitness center for the weight training.
So you're in a club? Of a fitness center? Mm-hmm. Okay. So isn't it interesting, from the very first statement just a couple of minutes ago, it was, I like to get into shape a little bit, do a little bit weight lifting. I haven't done that for a while. Do a little bit of yoga, climb some mountains. But now we know, just in a couple of minutes, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 hour, 7 to 8 o'clock, it's going to be the weight training, and we could go into exactly what that looks like. And then the alternate 3 days, 7 to 8 in the morning, it's going to be the yoga. And then when are you going to do your mountaineering? Just once a month, you're going to climb a mountain, right?
Well, I can do the yoga because yoga is, that's an easy exercise. So that's nice stretching and flexibility in the morning. So I can do that in the morning on Saturday and then traipse off to the mountains and bring my wife and kids with me. And while she's in the spa and, you know, entertaining the kids, I'm up on the mountaintop.
Great.